lift up your two hands and celebrate this great God one more time. Magnify him. There is no one like him. Blessed, 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 blessed be your name, Jesus. La Rusha Rade Sakalara da Suzepo. We celebrate you, Jesus. We magnify your majesty. We acknowledge your majestic presence in our midst. The Lord our God in the midst of us has been mighty. You've been mighty in our midst. We celebrate you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Truly, this wonder double God is seated in our midst. And your wonder double portion is guaranteed. Your minimum form quantum leaves is assured. It's your year of strange acts. Encounter with the strange works of God. So shall it be. Ask the Lord tonight, speak to me tonight. And by your word, open a new chapter to my life. For they go from glory to glory. As they go from light to light. That's the word of the Lord. We are ordained to go forward by light. Lord, give me an encounter with light that will move me forward again. Give me an encounter with light that will move me forward again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. We begin our series for the midweek services today, captioned Unlocking the Supernatural. I'd like us again to declare what the prophetic theme of the month is. I am redeemed to operate in the supernatural. Shall we declare that? I'd like you to say it convincingly. Now say it as a soldier of Christ. I am redeemed to operate in the supernatural. This is so important because only God is only committed to your declarations of faith. Whatever you can declare believing, God is not committed to establish. It's so important. You shall have whatsoever you say. What you can't say, you don't have. You can't have. God is not committed to. So it's important for us to know that faith delivers through the tongue. Whatever you cannot declare with your mouth, God is not committed to perform in your life. I am redeemed to operate in the supernatural. And all that we're doing this month is to train us on how to. We have been positioned to, but how do we really manifest this redemptive position in our life? And that's what we're trying to do. Unlocking the supernatural suggests that it is loaded inside you and that you need to know how to unlock it. Now the thing is there. For the wind blows where it listed and you hear the sound thereof, or you can't tell where it's coming from or where it's going, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So everyone born of the Spirit is born to operate in the supernatural. John 3:8, which is the text for the month. So it is your birthright and my birthright in redemption to operate in the supernatural. And it's important for us to also appreciate the fact that nothing validates our redemption as the supernatural. Nothing. When Jesus came in Acts chapter 2 verse 22, he said, Jesus Christ, a man approved of God among you by miracles, signs, and wonders, which God did by him in the midst of you, as he yourselves also know. So the seal of his sonship is the supernatural. So the seal of our sonship can be anything else. Can be anything else. The whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans 8, 19 to 21. So it's so important for us to know that only the supernatural validates our redemption. You can't be living and struggling with what they struggle with. Then there's no difference. When the Bible says you're a peculiar person, you are not redeemed to struggle with what you used to struggle with before you met Jesus. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. So I see this month marking the end of your struggles. Your struggles with your health, your struggles with your business, your struggles with your children, any form of struggle, your financial struggle, I decree that this month shall mark the end of your struggles in life. Because they that believed have entered into rest and have ceased from their own work. Not everybody is struggling. Don't let the devil cheat you. Not everybody is struggling. Many have entered into their rest. And in this great month, you will enter into your rest. You will enter into your rest. So don't let the devil pacify you. No, everybody is partaking of it. Everybody is struggling. Don't mind them all. Yes, nobody is not struggling. It's not true. Does everybody have headache? Does everybody have backache? So ask the devil, that does everybody have migraine? No. Each one has whatever he didn't know how to deal with. So he said to them, very important. When a believer disregards the supernatural, he becomes vulnerable to all of life's situations and circumstances. He becomes vulnerable. He becomes helpless. He loses control. His life is manipulated at the will of the devil. When a believer disregards the supernatural, he loses his redemptive identity. His color is gone. His beauty is eroded. Hear what he said. They know not, neither will they understand, so they walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, Psalm 82, verse 5 to 7, ye are gods. And I mean all of you are children of the Most High God. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. They know not, neither will they understand. Now, Jesus picked it up in John chapter 10 and verse 34. He said, is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods? Now, if he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken. Now, how dare you say that whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemer, because I said I'm the Son of God? You haven't said nothing yet. The sons of God are coming on now. I am the Son of God. The sons of God that will manifest the rescue of the world, they're about taking the stage. Amen. How dare you say I blaspheme because I say I'm the Son of God? And then he went on in verse 37, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Amen. That is bringing about his validation again. If I don't manifest the fact that I'm from the wonder-working God, you can't have a wonder-working God and be a wonderless child. Like begets like. Exodus 15 verse 11, the Bible says, who is like unto thee, O God, is like thee, you are glorious in holiness, you are fearful in praises, doing wonders. God is a wonder doer and is your Father. So you can't be a wonderless son and daughter because life begets life. Genesis 1, 24 and 25, he said, every fruit yielding tree produces after his kind. He said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. It hasn't changed. It doesn't change. So the wonder-working God has given birth to wonder-working children, sons and daughters, who are sent to become saviors in the world. Something is breaking loose in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, I and the children whom the Lord has given unto me, they are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. That is redemption in prophecy. Every child of God is redeemed, a sign and a wonder to his world, and that includes you. Hallelujah. Unlocking the supernatural. What is the supernatural? It is simply operating in the realms of miracles, signs, and wonders. Operating in the realm of miracles, signs, and wonders. It is operating in the realm of the inexplainable but undeniable realities. Inexplainable but undeniable realities. Cannot be denied. In Acts 4, verse 16, he said, in that a notable miracle had been wrought by them is manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. Because here is the man who was crippled all these years and is jumping about. Jesus is Lord. Jesus, we can't deny it. We can't deny it. What cannot be denied, yet cannot be explained, is what they call the supernatural. You don't know where it's come from, where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. What is a miracle? Simply the finger of God in the affairs of man. It's the finger of God in the affairs of man. After the lies came in Exodus chapter 8, and the magicians tried to do that and they couldn't, they said, this is the finger of God. This is what? It has left the realm of all demons. Exodus chapter 8 and verse 16 to 19. It is the finger of God. He brought Israel out by his outstretched arm. Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 8. A miracle is simply the hand of God in operation in the affairs of men. The hand of God in operation in the affairs of men. So, we are long overdue hanging around the realm of the natural. It's time we moved on. We have stayed there too long to the point that we almost assume that as a man, what can I do? We've lost our supernatural identity to the environment. So we start thinking like them. Things are bad and there is no one who can claim he doesn't know it. It's you who didn't know it. You. Nothing is working and nothing may work. That's your own verdict on your own life. Signs only follow them that believe, not them that are long in church. It doesn't even follow preachers. If you are not a believing preacher, no sign will follow you. You don't believe what you are saying, God won't make it happen in your life. So don't talk about leaders. Signs don't follow leaders. It follows believers. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. These signs shall follow believers, not founders. You can be a founder and be confounded. Nothing is following you. Nothing. Because it doesn't follow founders. It follows believers. So if you are not walking in faith, you are not a candidate for the supernatural. You are not. Let's wake up and learn what it takes to unlock the pregnancy of the supernatural in us. Every child of God by redemption is ordained a walking miracle. Is pregnant with signs and wonders. And all he needs to do is to know where the triggers are and know how to pull the triggers. The supernatural is the natural estate of the redeemed. Every child of God is redeemed to operate in the supernatural. And you are going there. Now let's get on it. The word of God is the custodian of the supernatural. Is the holder of the supernatural. So the supernatural is simply a product of putting the word to work, believing. Putting the word to work, believing. That is what steers the supernatural. That is what triggers the supernatural. That is what provokes the supernatural. Every revelation you engage with faith will translate to the supernatural any day, anytime, anywhere. It is engaging the truth of the word, believing, that triggers the supernatural. All that we've been saying for over a year now here is the raw manifestation of the supernatural by the engagement of the revelation of Matthew 6:33. And you hear them say, Matthew 6:33 works. Matthew 6:33 works like fire. Now you see, by engaging the truth, we are committing God's integrity to manifest himself. Hear what he said. Whosoever has my commandment and keepeth it, John 14:21, he is he that loves me. And whosoever loves me will love my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. That's what the supernatural is. Have my commandment, put it to work. You have committed me to manifest myself to you. Get to know what I'm asking you to do. Engage with it in faith, and I will manifest myself to you. Let's look at the line of the supernatural manifestations in the ministry of Christ. The first one was in Cana of Galilee. The Bible says they had no wine. Don't care what your needs are. Whatever he tells you to do, Mary said, do it. And as they did it, their needs were met without crying for it. Engaging with the truth, believing, is worth much more than 100 days of fasting and prayer. Because to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. John chapter 9, a man was born blind and brought to Jesus. And Jesus said, go to the pool called Siloam and wash. And he went and washed and came back saying, what has he done? He's put the word to work. Believe it. How are you going to get to Siloam? Look for how to get there. Ah, Siloam, they say it's very far. Okay, let your blindness be very short. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. I mean, in John chapter 2, he said this was the beginning of miracles that Jesus did. It's the beginning of miracles. It's the beginning. He said, verse 11, in the beginning, this beginning of miracles Jesus did. That means that is the foundation for walking in the supernatural. And I call chapter 9 the middle of miracles. That's the beginning. This is the middle. He came back saying, and that set his tear in the city. Now in chapter 21 of John, numbers 5 and 6, children, have you any meat? And they said, no. He said, cast your net on the right side, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Okay. We saw the beginning of miracles. We saw the middle of miracles. We saw the end of miracles. John 2, John 9, John 21. That means you can't operate in the supernatural forever without engaging with the truth in faith. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 17, the Lord said to Moses, thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And a rod shall come forth out of the stem of Jesse, Isaiah chapter 11, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the seven spirits of God will rest upon him, and his name will be called Jesus. And in the beginning was that word, the word was God, and the word was God. The same became flesh and dwelt among us, and behold his glory. Now, that is, thou shalt take this word in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And they went forth and preached everywhere, God also confirming the word with signs following. God's word is the custodian of the supernatural, and engaging with it in obedience of faith empowers us to operate in the supernatural naturally. You're not struggling. You are just engaging with the truth. One day, I had an encounter with the truth that the Holy Ghost is a person. I never knew. You think it's very simple. I never knew. And that he speaks. What? And that he guides into all truth. What? And he shows things to come. Who? So, I was so enthused, so intoxicated with that truth, and I said to myself, let me share this truth with some of my friends. So I went out to look for them in the next town. It was a vacation period, and discovered that they were no longer where they used to be, where they were living. And I said, Holy Spirit, I just had an encounter with you now. I don't want to ask nobody where they live. Direct me by yourself. For the first time in my entire life, I had go forward. Very soothing, majestic sound, rich, baritonic in form. Go forward. Arubu ojo, baba me agbalagba, kabiyesire oba lai lai lai. He spoke like the ancient. I heard him. It was so soothing. I walked according to his direction. I got to a T junction. Where do I go from here? Holy Ghost, make a left. Who? Real powerful. So I made a left. Go to the next point. Holy Ghost, where do I go from here? This is another T junction. Make a left. I said, Holy Ghost, let's discuss. This left doesn't seem to be going anywhere. He kept quiet and withdrew. And I found myself alone. I said, okay. Then he came back. The soothing presence of the Holy Ghost. We used to say in grace, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost. And then I was mad. I said, Holy Ghost, wait a minute. I'm about coming to the end of this street. Go forward. Ah, okay. Maybe they're inside the bush. And one building, but one, to the last. This is the building, and that's the last building. Then you are in the bush. As I turned, I saw some clothing on the dryers. I could identify with one of them. Because I said, I won't ask anybody. One of them came out of the house, shouted, Brother David, how do you know we're here? The Holy Ghost came on me. He guided me in a town, direct and raw. Because I put the word to work. If you are a person, and you show things to come, and you guide into all truth, guide me now. From that time till tomorrow, it was July 76. From that time till tomorrow, I'm a friend of the Holy Ghost. He talks to me. He directs me. Without him, we won't be in this forest. There is no justification, no principles of church growth will bring us to this forest. But when the Holy Ghost leads, he leads contrary to anybody's limitation. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. That's what he does. That's how to engage with the truth. You'll find it and you go for it. When I chose to engage the truth of kingdom prosperity, God has no choice but manifest his reality in my life. He has no choice. The scriptures cannot be broken. God is not a liar. You have my commandment and you keep it. You have committed me to manifest myself to you. Now, from March 22nd, 1982, I had zero financial concerns. And I mean zero. I mean complete zero. Total zero. Zero with a dot at the center. That makes it eternal zero. Putting the word to work, believing, not plain nonsense religion. Religion won't get you anywhere. Nothing frustrating like religion. All those people killing themselves on the same name of religion is religion. Religion won't let you think. But everybody in this church, your change has come. For everybody in the winner's family, your change has come. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's the way it works. So there is no way you can have God manifest his prosperity agenda if you are not an excited giver, a tireless giver, a die-hard kingdom promoter. The scripture cannot be broken. It's not about prayer, oh God, meet my need. It doesn't meet people's need like that. It meets your needs on the point of obedience. Anything you and I will ever need in this world, putting the word of God to work is the master key to it. And I pray that today marks the dawn of a new day in our lives. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. It said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, for instance, beginning from verse 6, it said, but this I say, which sparingly shall this sparingly, you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. And it said, every man, therefore, as he purposes in his heart, whatever he wants to reap, let him be what determines what he gives. Let him give. Not grudgingly. God is not in need. Huh? Or of a necessity. If I don't do it, will anything move? For God loves a cheerful giver. And he said, and God is able in response to your cheerful giving to make all grace abound towards you so that you have an all sufficiency. What? In all things, may abound unto every good work, distributing joyfully and excitedly to the promotion of the kingdom, the well-being of human beings. That's what comes in return. So there's no point praying, oh Lord, this economic challenge that has come to the nation. Are you the nation? Are you the nation? Wherever you are there to be peculiar. What torments them is not permitted to torment you. He said, 1,000 may fall on your right, 10,000 on your left. It's not permitted to come near you as long as you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You are abiding under the covenant covering. Can't reach you. Hear what he said, and I think I need to say this to help you build, to help build your faith. He said, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. Malachi 3:17. And then you shall return. And the same between those who serve, who are serving God and who are not serving him. For the day coming, chapter 4, verse 1, that shall burn like an oven. And all the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubborn. All the proud, forget about those nonsense, those clans, you know, all this prosperity. They are nonsense. And all the wicked who are busy stealing here and there, a time is coming when there is nothing to steal. There won't be anything to steal. A time is coming in nations where they will beg you, come and be governor. You say, I don't want. Amen. Because being governor means you must have money to be paying the salary of the people. Amen. God, They'll be going after all the business tycoons. Please come and be president. Because there is nothing to distribute. It can only distribute to you. A time is coming when thieves won't have anything to steal, because there's nobody who has what you can steal. Those who have anything, they will put every equipment, every weapon around it. Tanks, missiles. That will trigger on their own. So you move now, they break. Boo! The day coming that shall burn like an oven. It's a global issue. What we have faced up in Nigeria is a global issue. It's not just in Nigeria. Call and see many of your brothers and sisters across the globe who have no job. They can't tell you they have no job. Some have not worked for 5 years. It's a global issue. There's nowhere you run until you meet it there. So start running. He said, the earth shall burn like an oven, not Africa, not Nigeria, the earth. He said, the day coming that the earth shall burn like an oven. All the proud say, forget about God, God of war. And all that do wickedly, who are robbers, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh, we burn them, leaving them with neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, and are walking in the covenant, shall the Son of righteousness arise, where he lives in his way. You shall be growing up and going forth as fatted calves out of their stalls. Everybody is drying up, but you are fattening up. Everybody is going down, but you are flying higher. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why it is wisdom to take cover in the covenant. And I mean doing whatever God tells you to do to secure your uncertain tomorrow. It's important. It's important. There are some widow of Zarephath Christians here that will never feel the famine because they are giving God the first place. They will never know. He said they shall not be afraid of evil times. Their heart is fixed. Trust in the Lord. They will not know when heat comes. There are people like that. And I can tell you, many are already in this church. May you enlist in that supernatural army today. Now, there are many institutions today, including governmental institutions, that can't pay salary. And it's now 5 months, some are 9 months, some are 11 months. But there are companies in this church that are increasing salaries. What a paradox. That's how God distinguishes between those who are serving him and those who are just having fun of religion in church. When the economy was booming, our church was in Abacha. When it started this booming, we built a cathedral in Kaduna. When they began to introduce various economic structures, like SAP, we built the one in Lagos. When the economy lost its bearing, and they were trying to find their footing, and political uproar everywhere, he built the Faith Tabernacle. Now that they say Naira is no longer money, it's building the 100,000 sanctuary. So it doesn't have to affect you just to take cover under the covenant. And you're there. I was alive and dealing with dollars when dollar was one naira to $1. So that is now, so it doesn't matter. But that time, there was no identity. Yes, because that is not your issue. Your issue is your personal standing with God. Can I tell you this? From now, it will be clear that you're a peculiar person. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every child of God is ordained to operate in the supernatural. We serve a wonder-working God, so we are his wonder-working sons and daughters. And the word is waiting on us. Will not disappoint them. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Come on, do it like soldiers. Give that hand to Jesus like soldiers. Glory to God. Yesterday, at the launch of the enlistment into the special squads, we had 22,384 soldiers. Come on, give the Lord a big hand for that. 22,384 soldiers. What a huge number. What a response of loyal soldiers. What a response from people with a heart for God. And I can tell you, as we engage in this operation, you are in for the best of time. In case there are people that could not make it to that meeting yesterday because of the change we had from zones to district, and you had issues getting across, at the end of this service, they will make those forms available to you, and then you can fill those forms, and we can send to you the workshop papers that we want to send to other people as soon as we get the collation completed. And I hope tonight will be completed so they can rush those things to you for you to study and engage. The operation is on. I was out with my small team today. We had about 1 hour, 30 minutes to go, and we had 116 souls that are coming to church on Sunday. I record only those who are coming to church on Sunday. So when I ask you, hey, don't forget you are coming, you won't say, did I say I'm coming? You told me you are coming. Praise God, and you are coming. So I'm asking you, you must come. We don't lie here. Praise God. Glory to God. That's how ripe the harvest field is. But let me say this to you. Every extraordinary delivery places extraordinary demands on anyone that's interested in being a partaker of it. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. And it came to pass from that time forth, when the enemy was raging, that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held the weapons. And the rulers were behind them. Half at work, half battle ready. Just like we give ourselves fully to prayers, weapons, and the minister of the word reaching out. The two forces are ever relevant any day, any time. And then verse 18, we saw another group of people. For the builders, everyone had his sword guarded by his side, and so building. So there are those that are building and are still at war. So you can be there. Because you need to pray for you to be effective on the field. You need to pray personally, to be empowered personally, to be effective as you get on the field. And then 22, he said, likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people that walk during the day, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night there might be a guard to us and labor on the day. I said to the army yesterday, I said, we had 18 days to walk and 17 nights to watch. 18 days to walk. It's now 17 because today is out. 17 days more to walk and 17 nights to pray. They were watching in the night and walking in the day. I must walk the work of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh where no man can walk. We don't go out for outreach in the night. We walk in the day. We pray in the night. If you will care to be part of this operation, I can tell you what may not happen the next 50 years can be made to happen in your life this year. They finished that job in 52 days. Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 15. The shame of many years was wiped up in 52 days. Before these 18 days is over, or 17 days and 17 nights, God will rewrite every aspect of your life story. Say this amen like soldiers. Say this amen like soldiers. Say with all the confidence of a master. That my daughter said, I've been believing God for a husband since 2007. When this was announced, I knew my destiny is tied to it. So I gave it all I could, and my heavens opened. And my concern turned to a testimony. I'm hearing for the first time that they do introduction two times. I heard it tonight. To consolidate it. Two times introduction. God will go any length as we're engaging with his instructions from his word. Go any length. Look at what this man did. And that's what some of us are doing today. Leading a move is one of the most excruciating demands on human being. See what Nehemiah said in chapter 4, verse 23. He said, so neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of them put off their clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. That is the same clothes. You put it off when you are privileged to see water to have a bath. And then you wear it back again. For 52 solid days. But the job was done. So there is no leader here who is head laborer. Everyone leading any segment of this operation must recognize is only a head laborer of that unit. Not a leader that will sit and say, come here, Mudja, Muda. It's a laborer. There is no reward for leadership. It is laborship that guarantees reward. Labor, labor. He said, I labor more abundantly than them all. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. I labored more abundantly than them all. Grace to labor to the best of your capacity during this time of creating a future. During this time of investing to destiny, investing to posterity, investing to eternity, receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. What that means is this. Let all enlisted soldiers and those who desire to enlist, it closes tonight because you don't have any more day to go. You do that believing or knowing that this is an enlistment into hard labor engagement. It's not to sit down and say 10 people will follow you. They won't follow to anywhere. You must take practical steps to secure your 10. Glory to God. And by the time we marshal it out now to the various squads, we know what the sowers or the harvesters demand will be, because we will allot figures to everybody. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we will check through the timings and then allot the prayer chain timing to different places. Can I hear your amen? And the next 17 days, sir, we will be walking like Jesus. My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. I pray that your labor this time will create the kind of future that no skill or appointment under the sun will be able to match. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Maybe we do that quickly before we move forward. You need a form. You were not there yesterday and you desire to get a form. Lift your hands and then you get it. In all of the viewing centers, please do that right now. Please do that with a sense of purpose. We are not looking for number. The number we have now is actually excessive. But in case for any reason you are not able to be there and you desire to have a form, get that form. It's a 3-week intensive labor in the harvest field. Get that form right now and fill it up tonight and drop it so it can be put on our data platform. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. As the Lord wants somebody. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. As the Lord wants somebody. Here am I,
send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I. Here am I, use me, use me. Here am I, use me. Come and use me. Ask my God, want somebody.
Want somebody.
Here am I, use me. Here am I, use me. Father, use me.
This is my simple conclusion. If there is nothing more to Christianity than peace and joy and eternity, it is wisdom to subscribe. When the Prince of Peace establishes his throne in your heart, you'll be fast asleep in the storm without feeling it. When the joy of the Holy Ghost, when joy in the Holy Ghost overruns your life, you become a stranger among men, because the things that shake them don't move you. On that note, there are people in this service tonight, both here in Canaan land and in all the viewing centers, who have not tasted this truth of redemption. They are not saved. They are not born again. You want to be saved tonight. You want to experience the true joy and the true peace that accompanies redemption. You want to become a partaker of eternity, which equals eternal rest. Apart from the triumphant life ordained for you by redemption on earth. Apart from the color and beauty that salvation brings. Wherever you are tonight, just stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. You want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight? God bless you. God bless you. Get up on your feet. This is your chance for a change of story. Please get up on your feet. Get up on your feet. I'd like to pray with you right now. Get up on your feet. You want to be born again tonight? You want your sins forgiven? You want to experience the reality of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost? Please stand to your feet. God bless you. There are also people here tonight, both here in Canaan and in all the viewing centers across Lagos, Ota, that need to rededicate their life to Christ. Christianity can be most frustrating with lukewarmness. One leg in, one leg out. You just be a sufferer head. You can't see the way forward. You want to rededicate your life to Christ tonight? Please stand to your feet. I'll pray with you at the same time. God bless you. Stand to your feet.
Extra is giving you more of the gum.
You to enjoy the fullness of the blessing of redemption. Please stand to your feet. Because a broken branch is dead. It's a matter of time. Please reconnect tonight wherever you are. In Jesus' name. God bless you. And God bless you. Everybody standing both in the first and second call, please make your way straight on here. And I'll be praying with you right now. Thank you, Jesus. In all the prayer centers, please approach the altar area. Pastors are there to receive us. And I'll be praying for us right now. And you'll be experiencing a turnaround in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. All of us who are coming, let's move fast. This is your chance for a change of story. Don't let this moment pass. Don't let this moment pass. In all the viewing centers, I'm asking you to proceed right now to the altar area. Somebody else is joining us here. Please stand to your feet right now and join us quickly. This thing is not fake. It's not a make-believe stuff. It's real. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Everyone in front, please, for now, bow your heads for prayers. You may complete your forms after this. And lift up your right hand before the Most High God as I lead you in this short prayer of faith. And pray this prayer after me from the depth of your heart. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Now I pray for you with your hands up. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has brought them tonight. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover every one of you with the precious blood of Jesus. Remain covered to the day of his appearing. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Praise the Lord. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please, let's walk this way through that door.